Oil prices continue to fall, now down to about $34 a barrel, the lowest since 2004. Those declining prices have raised questions about the future of oil production around the world and here in the U.S. But as Dave Failing from Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media reports, the research continues into the next big thing to get even more crude out of the ground.
Seems like only yesterday that in places like West Texas, oil drillers were spending money like there was no tomorrow.
$1 billion a month is being spent drilling wells out here.
That was Ben Shepard, president of an oil drillers association, talking to Houston Public Media just 3 years ago. Since then, the number of drilling rigs working in West Texas have sunk from 400 rigs back then in 2012 to about 200 now. And it's the same all over the state's vast oil and gas fields. Jim McGowan is a petroleum engineer and veteran of the drilling industry.
Well, it's difficult. Everybody is doing their end-of-year budget, and of course the outlook is not very good for 2016.
We're talking to McGowan in an old warehouse converted to offices on the edge of downtown Houston. He's with a new company, Novus Energy, that's marketing what it says could be a big help to drillers trying to get oil out of the ground without spending a fortune.
So this isn't fracking?
No, that's the one of the main beauties of plasma pulse technology.
What was that?
Plasma pulse technology.
Does it work?
It does. We've had very good success with it.
What is it? Novus Energy says plasma pulse technology is a way to use big surges of electricity to create shock waves deep underground around a wellbore. The shock waves, hundreds of them, are supposed to loosen up the rock formations holding the oil, allowing it to flow up the wellbore. McGowan says the waves go only feet from the wellbore and do not increase the risk of earthquakes, which have become a concern in drilling operations. What's more, he says the plasma pulse technique is different from fracking, which uses millions of gallons of a water, sand, and chemical mixture to fracture those rock formations.
This does not take a huge capital outlay as opposed to a frack job. There's no chemicals, no water, no damaging fluids injected into the formation.
So could plasma pulses replace fracking?
We're not trying to take the place of fracking by any means.
Instead, McGowan says the new technique would be used in wells that have already been drilled but which over time produce less and less oil because all those little fractures get plugged up. And it turns out there's a lot of oil in those old wells.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a ton of oil left in wells that have been, reservoirs that have already been drilled and that are thought to have been depleted.
Jim Crane is an energy expert with Rice University.
Companies like Halliburton say that there are 50,000 wells that are strong candidates for refracking.
Refracking is another way to get the oil flowing again. Other methods include injecting hydrochloric acid or carbon dioxide down old wells to get more oil out. Most of those techniques can be far less expensive than drilling a new well, which is good news for drilling companies trying to make a profit with oil selling for half what it was just a year ago. Again, Jim Crane at Rice.
It's all about getting costs down and getting quicker and more efficient.
According to the U.S. Department of Energy, many old oil wells still have as much as 60 to 90% of their oil left in them, oil that never came up using standard drilling techniques. The government estimates there's as much as 63 billion barrels of such oil in the U.S. that could be recovered from old wells, enough to supply the country with all the oil it needs for nearly a decade. For Here and Now, I'm Dave Failing in Houston.